there, Ariana's here.
And Jamal is in the building.
And you are listening to Classes in Session.
Hold on, before we dive into it, can you let the listeners know, how did you come up with this name, this title, Yo Gotti 101? That can mean a million things. You with the Cocaine Music Group?
I might be.
Oh,
geez. No, I'm just playing. So today's class is about self-esteem. It's about self-respect, your ego, your self-worth, your self-image, but also knowing when to tone all of those things down. So after hearing this story that Jamal is about to tell, all I could think about was a song by Yo Gotti called Pride. If you ain't heard it, check it out. I'm pretty sure you have, though. So what better way than salute Gotti than to name this episode Gotti 101?
Shout out to Gotti, man.
Shout out.
Okay, so last night I had a dream, and it left me wondering, what would have happened if I would have let my high school coach, Coach Blue, take up my phone? So there's a backstory, you know, with it, and I'm going to dive right into it. So first, I'm hooping, you know, doing my thing, 11th grade, junior year, you know, just putting up incredible numbers. I think I scored 30 about 5 or 6 times, but who's counting? So my history teacher, Coach Williams, came up to me, and he was like, hey, you know you can be nominated for the junior all-star game for the top 25 juniors in Alabama. He was like, but your coach will have to nominate you, or it can be a referee. And ding, 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 Coach Williams was a referee. So he said that he would nominate me. So I was like, okay, cool. Didn't think nothing else about it. Just going on about my little life. And then it came around about 2 weeks later, I was on the roster. I'm playing for, I don't know if it was Alabama South or Alabama North, one of the two. So I'm excited. You know, this is about the last month of school. I'm gonna be in Huntsville for 4 days up there just hooping, like a little camp.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my first big exposure in my mind, coming from this little town, little county school. So I'm all excited. So then it was like the last 2-3 weeks of school, I'm in PE down at the gym in Miss Gamble class. That's my PE teacher, Miss Gamble class. And our class consists of about 8 to 10 people. So we're having a party this day. So last 2 weeks of school, having a party, you know, got good news on the horizon. You know, I'm just living it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on my phone down there. Miss Gamble not even out there with us. She's in her office somewhere, and we're all just out on the bleachers having a party. So I'm on my phone, talking on the phone, actually. Here come her big-haired brother.
I didn't know you were talking.
Yeah, I was talking. I was talking. So here come her big-haired brother, who is my coach, and his office is down there as well. And his office, when you come in the gym, you have to walk by where we were to get to his office.
His big-haired fella, Coach Blue.
Yes, sir. So he say, Jamal, bring me your phone. I said, no, coach, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and write me up. I just get the 2 days. Because at my school, you had a rule. If you get your phone taken up by the teacher, your parents can come and get it. But if they come and get it, you get suspended 2 days. Again, I went to school at a county school, so it's about 15 minutes away. My mom work every day. I'm going to save her the trip. Plus, I don't want to be without my phone. Go ahead and write me up and give me the 2 days. Boom. I say that so nonchalant, guys. It was so nonchalant. I didn't even think about what I actually thought about this morning when I thought what the dream showed me was, hey, you showed him off so bad, and you already know he got pride like a 16-year-old. You are 16, 17-year-old.
Cut, though.
And so I just came to the realization this morning that, okay, let me keep going with my story. So, I did that, told him, go ahead and give me the 2 days. And
wait now, this is his teacher.
But it wasn't my teacher for this specific class. This is my coach.
For this specific class. So, he was in class on his phone and trying to be big-headed and say, go ahead and write me up, telling the teacher how to do his job at school.
I was in PE. I was at a party. The class is so small that I didn't think nothing of it. Like, bro, I'm on my phone all the time if this was the basketball team sitting waiting to our game. or something like that. So I feel like we're on that type of time. But since, and I had in my mind leading up to this, I had in my mind, if anybody catch me on the phone, try to take it up, I'm going to tell them, go ahead and write me up. And another thing, I'm glad you stopped me, because another thing I thought about was, I probably would have gave him the phone, because he, like, everybody felt like that I got away with everything because I was a star on the basketball team. He probably wouldn't even have kept my phone. He probably would have took it up then, came and found me by the end of the day. Here go your phone. Don't do that again.
But you couldn't take that in front of all your classmates. You couldn't give it up.
So you saying that was my pride?
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm going to continue with my story. So that happened. He wrote me up. I got the 2 days, you know, and then back then I loved getting a break from school. So the 2 days were doing me a favor.
Oh my goodness.
So, okay. So I'm still living on cloud nine. I'm still happy and just happy go lucky, thinking, you know, great days are ahead for this summer. I run into my principal. This after I done had my 2 days suspension or whatever. And he was like, hey, how do you feel? I don't even know if he asked how did I feel. He brought up, like, you've been taken out of the junior all-star game. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, when that happened with your phone, Coach Blue was very upset. So he called the Alabama High School, some dude basketball, and he told them to take you out of the game and he wasn't going to coach you anymore. You're too bad. You're too hard-headed. Boom, boom. And I'm like shocked. Like, my whole life just flashed in front of me. Like, first, I didn't know I was taking out the game. Second, this big head joker didn't even tell me that he was doing that.
That's tough.
Oh, boy. When I tell you, I went from that conversation with Bullock, rest in peace, I went down there to my coach's office, beating on his door. Boom, 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 boom. So his sister came out. Jamal, what's going on?
Miss Gamble,
who I previously stated. I said, yo, your brother effing with my life. And I really cussed, like, because I was so upset. I was like, he effing with my life. She was like, Jamal, just calm down. Just calm down. I was like, no, where he at? Look, I felt like my whole life was, like, going down the drain. So, hey, you want to eff it up? Let's really eff it up. So, great thing, I didn't find him. And so, I don't think, did he and I ever talk about it? No.
Probably not.
But basically, the dream that I had last night made me think, how would my life been different if I would have gave him that phone? Even if I would have took the, even if he would have kept the phone for 2 weeks. Because, you know, like I always tell you, when you look back now on the things that meant so much to us then, that junk don't mean nothing at all now. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a second of a second. Like, and like the whole thing of life. Like, mm-hmm. And so, I just really think, like, hey, if I would have gave him that phone, like, one, I thought he probably would have gave it back. But at that time, I called this bluff so bad, and this grown me thinking about it now. I called this bluff so bad that he felt like I said, with his pride, he had to do something to show me who this little joker think he is. I run this, you know, once I said something, he supposed to respect me. I'm going to show him how to respect somebody. So, boy, he taught me but it didn't teach me anything. But his intention was teaching me the ultimate lesson, or just, he was just hurt. He was trying to hurt me, which he did. And that's kind of my story when it comes to pride colliding.
So, in a way, it was a lesson.
How?
You didn't learn nothing from all that?
Man, I would have did it again in 2 more days playing with me. No. Like, learning meaning at that time. I'm 30 now. That happened when I was 17.
Understood. But listen, either way it go, you was in class. I don't care if y'all was outside on the field. It was still class. I don't care if it was 2 people. You said it was 8 people. Okay, whatever. But it's still class. And the fact that you had to show him in front of your class that, no, you ain't about to get my phone. And I know you said it with a little smart mouth. I know you did, because that's you. Said it with a little smart mouth. And then Blue, oh, he talking to me like this in front of all these people? He ain't want his little pride hurt or whatever, because he the teacher or, you know, whatever.
Authority figure.
So he has to say something. But at the end of the day, I feel like it kind of got to him because he could never get to you.
That's what it was.
So
that what it was.
I mean, that was big. Like, oh, I'm taking him out of this. Like, I'm gonna show him to start listening to me. But at the end of the day, it could have been Blue, and I know y'all had y'all differences. It could have been it could have been Miss Bryant. It was still a teacher asking for your phone in class.
I feel like if it was anybody else but him.
See, pride.
His pride. If it was anybody else but him, they wouldn't have took it that far. Even if they would have gave me the 2 days.
You think it would have happened the same way if it was just you and him? Not in front of your little classmates.
You missing it. I said anybody but him. Why are you putting him back? No, I'm not saying him.
I'm saying it was him.
So let me explain why, to me, this was an opportunity of a lifetime. I didn't know anything about AAU, so this was going to be my first big exposure. And then, like, everybody that was on the roster, because I kept up with them when I went to college, everyone that was on the roster ended up playing D1 basketball. So I could have got up there, made this connection. Then I could have been exposed to AAU. Because, you know, this person, that person liked my game. Hey, you know anything about AAU? Come play with this traveling team. Then I would have got the exposure. And then, you know, so, and the reason why I said, babe, I was 17 when it happened and now I'm 30. When you said, you didn't learn nothing from that? I'm telling you, I just learned today when I woke up. That's what I'm saying. So my from God. 17 to now, no, I didn't learn anything. It was just now when it just hit me like, Jamal, you could have handled that so differently and it would have been a totally different outcome.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
So, yes, babe, I did learn today. Ooh. 13 years later, I learned.
You done lived a whole nother life.
A great life, though. So, that's what I was thinking, too. What if that would have been instant satisfaction where my life opened up, basketball D1, then if I don't make it to the NBA, what if life would have been sad after that? So, maybe the lesson was life teaching a lesson, not Blue, and it put me on the path that I was supposed to be on.
It sounds good. You just don't want it to be a lesson.
I mean, I'm good. I'm so good right now that I can't complain at the way it did go. But I'm just out. When I woke up, I was thinking of the 17-year-old me. Like, I ain't had nothing to do that summer. Like, 4 days paid for in Huntsville. I never been to Huntsville by that time. Paid for gas, paid for room, and I'm just up there to hoop. Man, that was heaven to me.
It was heaven. You just didn't want to step through the door. Put your pride to the side.
I didn't want to step through the door. I didn't know my decision at that time was taking me out the door. If someone, see, this go back to what I be saying. If someone would have told me, you're going to lose this if you do this, I wouldn't have done it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I knew at that time, deal or no deal, Jamal, don't give him your phone. In 2 weeks, they're going to give your phone back and you still get to go to this junior all-star game. Deal. But give me 2 days. Oh, a little vacation? Oh, man. You know, I feel like it. You know, like at work now. I take 2 days off. I feel good. 3 day work week. 3 day school week. So I was happy about the 2 days. Give me the 2 days.
Shout out to Coach William for the nomination. But you got to
shout out Coach William. But okay.
Yeah, I'm older.
Go ahead.
I'm past that.
Go ahead.
You know, whatever, Coach Williams. But
my boy.
I'm cutting all that out.
What you say? No, I got a what?
I'm
you got
playing.
A what?
You got to think about, like, you just got this nomination to something that, like, 17-year-old knew it was going to be life-changing. You didn't know how big of an impact your actions had on that life-changing event. So, like, that's perfect opportunity to tell somebody else or, like, I don't know, the high school students now, it's probably so much different. I know it's different now because everybody doing virtual learning. But still, like, you have the opportunity to, I guess, like, mold your future.
Right.
With every decision that you make.
What was that book or that story, The Road Not Taken or something?
Don't ask me, Lord.
You know what I'm talking about, though? The path not taken, the road not taken. Something like that. But it make you think about that. Like, it make you think, I don't know. I have a lot of those moments where I think, because I mean, personally, I feel like I had a lot of close encounters. A lot of, this would have happened. I wouldn't have been here. So I just think, like I said, that one could be a good thing that it was a bad thing. It didn't right. happen. So I don't know. But going back talking to the 17-year-old me, you're right. I would have told him, like, what are you doing? This was my problem.
What is it?
I thugged all the way up until that moment.
Oh, God.
So, this how I'm looking at it. You know where I'm from.
You was thugging when you said that to him by just giving me the 2 days, trying to tell him what
right.
to do.
You're right. And when you said that earlier, I thought about, I did say something more than that.
I know you did.
I said.
Slick mouth back.
This is what I said. I said, nah, you good, coach. That's what I told him. He said, Jamal, he didn't even say, give me your phone. Matter of fact, he said, come here. He said, Jamal, come here. He's standing about 12 to 15 feet away.
Away from all your little friends.
Yes. He said, Jamal, come here. I said, oh, you talking about the phone? I said, oh, no, you good, coach. Don't give me the 2 days. And not only, because now, like, I'm just thinking about, I'm grown now. I'm just thinking about if I was him. He's 12 to 15 feet away from me. He's 15 to 18 feet away from his office. Babe, when I tell that man, you good, coach. I take the 2 days. He had to walk 18 more feet to his office. The walk of shame, man.
That's horrible.
I know, think about it now, but like I was telling you, I thugged all the way up until, and you said I thugged in. That's my point.
Wow.
Man, I made, like, this my mindset at this time. You know I'm from the hood. And then I made it to this junior all-star game. Top 25 player in the state with no, like, notoriety. I didn't even know how people even knew me because we're so small. I guess sometimes you be on the news or whatever. But, like, how did they even know me? And I know I just thugged and didn't kill all the way up until this point. Then I got this. So, in my mind, in my unconscious mind, it's only right I thug it on through.
Man. So you were supposed to think about all this stuff. Like, okay, in the beginning, didn't you say you had to have a nomination? It could have been a ref or a coach.
Yep.
So think about that. Like, a referee nominated you, not even your head coach.
So let me tell you this. I thought about this earlier. That was one of the things that peed me off the most. Like, how you take this away and you didn't even give me an opportunity to get this?
Listen to what I'm saying. A referee or a coach had to nominate you.
Mm-hmm.
Your head coach chose not to nominate you.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, a referee, who was also your teacher,
nominated you. I think it was him nominated. It could have been any of the referees that referee my game.
So wait, could it have been the coach then?
Could have been the coach too. I don't know who.
Oh, you ain't giving me the whole story. I was finna do Bill. I was finna do Blue in.
But just from his history,
Okay. In the instance that it was not your head coach.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. Okay. So if it wasn't your coach, it was anybody else. You already got to think about, okay, I'm in this class right now. This coach is right here that failed to nominate me. So I don't know. In my head, it would be like, okay, bro, you ain't nominate me. So you trying to do something that'll get me kicked to the side easy. I'm going to be bigger than that and show you, even without your nomination, I'm still going to make it there.
That sounds so good.
That's just, and like, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm slick or like, I don't know.
Oh,
Petty Betty.
I feel you.
It's like,
totally
it's like, bro, today? I don't know. In my eyes, I would have just been like, you can have that. I got something better waiting on me. Like, just to make him feel even smaller. Yeah, he did that walk of shame because you got him in the moment.
That big head went down.
But, yeah, I mean, that was, in the moment, you got him. But at the end of the day,
he won the war. I won that battle.
Right. Exactly.
It sounds good now, babe. I'm talking about a 17-year-old, totally influenced.
Man, I was still trying to get under people's skin back then.
I was too, and I did it, remember?
No.
I did it the wrong way.
No.
Oh, shoot.
You were trying to show out in front of people that didn't matter.
Man, you know the whole background, me and him butting heads all the way up until that.
That's even more reason to show him, like, bro, even without you, I'm here.
I
like,
did
what you
show
gonna do
him.
About it? But you didn't.
I did.
He was able to take your name off the list because of your little actions.
See, he won that battle. I'm saying I showed him in the real life. At that championship game, that stuff, I said, when you going to let me come visit you? When you going to let me come to your house? I showed him, man. He wanted to come to the house.
Yeah.
That's my boy, though. I got a great relationship with his wife.
Miss Jackie.
And him. I got a great relationship with both. Wow. So don't
who,
just think.
Who did he name first, though?
Well, I still got a great relationship with him.
As I got a great relationship with his wife.
Yeah. That's my dog. She'll always be my dog. She the one told him to quit fussing at me in ninth grade because I was the baby. I still was the baby in 10th grade. He's cussing me out.
See?
So it's a whole backstory that led up to it, guys. It wasn't like
he think just because you're the baby, you could get away with saying anything in front of people.
It wasn't like I just told him off and we didn't have no history of bumping heads. Like we didn't, at that time, we didn't have history of not bumping heads. So that's not even to justify why I did it or whatever. Like I said, now I'm looking back, but this is my mindset back then. So it is what it is.
That's tough.
It is.
But hey.
It happens. You live on. It's not about life knocking you down. Because at that time, I'm sorry, I was knocked down hard. Man, I got right back up. Because like a week and a half after that, we had this little thing. It wasn't like basketball practice. It was like basketball, get ready for next year. So I dunked on one of my homeboys. He pulled me to the side. He was like, hey, whatever I can do to help you, I promise you I will. I'm saying in my head, bro, you just left me on the my deathbed. What
maybe he went in his office after that walk of shame and thought about it.
No, man, he went in his office after the walk of shame and called. I'm saying after we had this little practice and I was killing. So basically, this is what happened. He knocked me down and he thought I was going to be a punk or a chump and stay down. Remember, he told them he wasn't going to let me play for him again.
Right.
Which was 12th grade my last year. Me and him have a meeting. He say, but that's up to you if you want to play. Because, of course, he has the pride of a 17-year-old, but he's also selfish like a 17-year-old.
Ooh.
So he wants to win. So he know there was no way I can't win without this old hard-headed fella. So when I show up like the boss that I am and I hoop harder than I even normally hoop, or I say I intentionally went harder and I'm killing, like I said, I dunked on my boy and he stopped me and he pulled me back. He said, whatever I can do to help you, I promise you I will. Like, cause he like, this dude is a warrior. Even though I knocked him down, he still came at this hard. But like I said, in my head, I'm thinking, bro, you literally just, you killed me. You killed me dead. Now you want to help me? But that's all, you know, in the past. But this is just a story to try to help. I would say help the young me in the sense of like anyone around that age, and you're smelling yourself because you are good and you're that good. Like he told my mom, he's good. He real good. He'll tell you he good. That's what he didn't like about me the most. Because I was 14, 15, y'all, and I was the truth. And I would let him know I'm the best you're going to ever coach. So all the people that's out there that's that age and you're great at what you do, it don't have to be basketball. It can be football or whatever. Just know that there's a bigger picture and just look at the big picture instead of you're invincible at that time, I would say.
All right.
So that's what I really felt like. There's nothing he can do to me. He need me this bad. There's nothing he can do to me. So just be humble, which that's crazy. That's so crazy. I wasn't humble at all, dude. That's so crazy. I just thought about that. I wasn't humble at, now that's the first thing people say. Jamal's so humble. That's so crazy. I guess that's
maybe through the years you learned your lesson.
Maybe through the years I became the real me.
I like that.
Once I got out that environment, I could grow.
But y'all, this is what Classes in Session is all about. Just looking back on different things that we've been through.
Right.
And just looking at how the outcome could have been so much different with just a little bit of thought into it.
Just a little bit. Because me personally, I didn't have anyone to tell me this. Like, I didn't have a podcast to listen to in 07 that'll say, hey, bro, don't know. No, I'm here now. Like, let's say if it was an NBA play or something. I made it to the NBA, but I made some bonehead decisions along the way. Don't make the bonehead decisions. It's going to be way worse on you. I didn't have no one to say that.
Right.
I'm like, making up the rules as I go. I'm going to be the one. I'm the author of this book. You know what I'm saying? When the book done been played out so many times.
Yeah.
So that is what Classes in Session is about, truly, about going. Like, we can't go back. We can live from it. We can be the best we can be going forward. But we can help the people that is going to run into these same type situations.
Pride 101. I mean, not Pride 101, Yo Gotti 101.
Putting that pride to the side. Put my pride to the side. That's what it's all about. Putting your pride to the side to elevate to new levels. That's what life about, growth.
All right. I hope y'all learned something good from this. I hope you think before you make decisions, before you let your ego get in the way.
Right.
So homework from today's class. If you need to, go back, listen again. Learn something from it.
Or revisit things that you have been through the same type of way and just think about what you could have did different. Or if it's something that you're about to run into or something you're going through now, like the bigger, it takes more to walk away from a situation than to be confrontational and argumentative. So be the bigger person. Walk away.
Alrighty, class is dismissed. Peace.